We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's do it.
Ah, happy Friday, everybody. Welcome on in. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. It is a Hurricane Friday. Are we officially under watch yet, Robbie? What's the deal?
Well, I know the Bahamas, I think, got put on a watch, but I don't think the watch...
We're under flood advisory, right?
Is yeah.
That's the only thing that they've officially hit us with?
I think it takes like 30...
Flood advisory? Yes, it has flooded.
It has flooded. No, but I'm saying, like, we're not officially under watch yet, are we?
No.
Weird.
You can't be under the cone of uncertainty. Soon as those storms come off Africa, folks, we are now under the cone of uncertainty.
In fairness to the meteorologists, or as Zazla calls them, the weather terrorists. In fairness to them, they all said this thing was going to be done by the beginning of the week. They're like, no worries.
Yeah, they all said it was going to be a tropical storm.
Some even said it was going to turn into nothing, like nothing.
When?
Like earlier in the week.
Oh, really?
Earlier in the week, like it changed like Tuesday night, where they're like,
just throwing this out there.
Unfortunately, looks like this thing picking up some steam. Hey, man, what's up with the Novice shirt? What the hell? We got a storm coming through, and you're not feeling like paradise?
What happened? We're still on my bus.
Oh, man.
Wait, in all the time we've been doing this, there's nobody who's been more loyal to Vice Friday than me.
I know, which is why I'm so shocked.
Yeah.
This is why I'm left in such a mood today.
You and Hoogle.
Oh. yeah, man. So I don't know. This is going to be one of those things where it feels like today's shutter day, I guess, because it looks like, I don't know about what it's going to be with down here, but it looks up in my part of the woods like it's going to get can you say smish.
So you're doing shutters today?
Yeah, I think so.
Because
you know what's going to happen tomorrow? I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm going to get recruited to do a lot of shutters tomorrow. In-laws.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, that's in-laws, possibly.
Now, do you have
possibly
to-
mom? You know, it's going to be on tomorrow. This is the one thing I find weird, though, about the hurricane supplies. And call me crazy about this. We've been through this a lot, right?
Uh-huh.
Why do we keep running out of stuff? And I'm not talking about, like, the water and the snacks. I'm talking about, like, the plywood and the generators.
Because people don't, generators... Everybody doesn't use them, you know, so there's always new people. Think about, you know, if you have a million people want a generator, there's not a million generators.
I know, but like...
So new people are buying them.
Like all the time?
It always seems like the same. When they... Now, tell me if I'm wrong. When they interview people for the hurricane,
yeah,
it always seems like the same person.
Yeah, 100%.
And I'm thinking, shouldn't you already have those things? I remember seeing you last year.
This is what I was thinking about, the plywood, right? We're always running out of plywood, and I'm like...
Do you save it?
Hurricane was 2 days. Well, I have
shutters.
I have shutters.
No, do you have to put them up or do you just?
No, I have to put them up.
I have to
put them up.
That's hard times right there.
I know.
Because the holes never fit.
No, they're all right. It works fine. The only one that's there's like one window.
Right.
The size isn't
which
quite
is amazing.
Right.
When you get the hurricane shutters, right? Do they just skip that hole?
I don't know.
Because there's always some.
I don't know. But with the wood, like I know my mother, she has plywood. She's had it now for like a good 6 years.
Right.
Why is everybody going out and cleaning out the plywood every year? Like, because even though we don't get hit with a storm every year, we're hit with a solid warning every single year. Like there's always a storm where
you got to put up shutters and stuff like that.
Matthew, they're like, this is going to be the one that takes us all out.
Right.
And then it ended up, you know, just whoosh, up the coast like a boomerang. Like no bigs. But yeah, man, it's a weird thing. It's a crazy thing for it. So let's get to headlines. I don't know where Beast is. I think he's texting us right now. But Robbie.
No, I came in with him.
Oh, well, where is he?
I don't know. I came in and I was just walking around and I'm like, Whoa.
Oh, all right. We'll hit the headlines thing anyway, Robbie. Either way.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Well, with all the news yesterday, finally happened, boys. The Marlins salvaged the series against the Reds and got themselves a win. Harold Ramirez with a walk-off homer. Here's the call on Fox Sports Florida last night. Paul Severino, Todd Hollinsworth.
Did we get a chuckle?
Seven games against the Reds. Ramirez. Oh, left field. Doesn't have enough. Yes. It's gone. Another walk-off home run for Harold Ramirez. It's a Marlins win.
Yeah, of course we did.
He say, whoa. Ha, ha, ha.
I love that guy, man.
We got the double.
Yep, the double laugh. The double laugh. So yeah, that was went down last night. The Marlins got themselves a series finale win. Harold Ramirez big time, so good for him.
Oh, let me give this man early on the text line.
Hmm.
You ready? Here's why there's no plywood. My wife told me 4 months ago to throw away the plywood we had from the last one. Now she's mad we don't have any.
Hmm.
That's that married life, baby.
Really is. Like, you just got to keep the plywood. It's just an ugly thing. You just got to keep it.
I mean, like, yeah. I know people that got rid of their shutters because it took up too much room in their garage.
Oh, the shutters take up so much room in my
garage.
So it's
almost like, it's literally almost like having another house inside.
I have shutters that have filled up my garage, and I have a shutter corner in the attic. Like, it's... I got dual areas for shutters.
So, like, you can't do that by yourself.
Yeah, I can.
Well, how do you get them, like...
I carry them.
Oh, they're like, yeah, I guess they're... You know, do you have, like, the long, long ones for the front door?
Yes. Yes, and I have the accordion for the back door.
You know what I have?
Hmm.
Free labor.
This is what room and board is paid for?
Well, no, but I have the accordions except for, like, two windows.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fortunate that I got a house that had them. But I've had houses where you had to manually put them up. And then I rented a house where the landlord basically told me, them's the breaks. You got to go get you some plywood.
Yeesh.
Yep.
That stinks. Last night, the Dolphins had their preseason finale. I told you this thing was in the bag already. Because sure enough, as soon as the game was over, Ryan Fitzpatrick was named the starter. Man. So we went into it last night. Last night didn't matter. Now, Josh Rosen didn't end up playing. I found it very weird that he was there. He was dressed basically in an emergency if Rudock was in there and would have gotten hurt.
Who actually
looked pretty good.
Yeah.
He got some stuff.
Yeah.
Rudock. Little PS for him.
And he got a cannon. He was throwing some good he had some zip on
him.
He's got a little
hoose.
He's moving in the pocket too.
Yeah, we saw some things. I don't know who we were seeing it against, but we saw some things.
Things.
Hey, let me explain something to you clowns. This is all the clowns out there who says a guy is having success against second and third
the teamers?
Yeah, second and third teamers. I'm like, man, they in the NFL too.
Well, for now.
So, but okay.
I don't...
Look, no matter what level you're performing at, you still have to execute.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe the pockets are a little bit smaller when the starters are in there, but the windows to throw the football and to make an accurate throw... is never going to change.
Dexter writes in, I have iguanas everywhere. I want to see their asses flying into my hurricane-proof windows.
Jeez.
I think
what is an iguana NATO?
Look, I don't know what to tell you, man. This iguana epidemic, it probably could only be made worse. Like, the whole python epidemic was started because of Hurricane Andrew.
Right.
Like, there was a reptile center that got blown to bits, and they all ended up in the Everglades. So, be careful what you wish for.
Wait, somebody texted in. He should have got rid of his wife and kept the plywood.
I go to my wife yesterday. I was like, "Hey, I'm gonna hit BJ's on the way home today. Like, what do you want me to get?" And she goes, "Snacks." I'm like, "Really? That's it?" Because I told you, I took care of the water. Like, I was like,
"Oh no, I have." See, I always do this every year. Is that, you know, I get water delivered every 2 months.
Right.
But before hurricane season starts, I double up. So I have 50 cases of water in my garage.
I have a shameful admission. Why do we need so much water? Like, why can't you drink the tap water during a hurricane? Is there a reason for that? Is it just get, if it gets shut off?
Stop being an animal.
What? I'm just curious.
You're getting the water in case something happens to the water.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Oh, my goodness. Aren't you from here?
Yeah, I just never, know. Water's part of the deal.
And as a grown ass man, you have finally asked that question. That's a question you ask your parents when you're three.
Well, I just know water is essential. I mean, I assume.
Yeah.
I just like, how bad does it have to be for the water not to work?
Do you know how easy it is if it's a bad hurricane for the tap water to get tainted?
That bad?
Are you serious?
Yeah, like Montezuma's Revenge, like that bad?
No, just if the line breaks and the water gets cut off, or we've had boil water orders before in South Florida in certain areas because something got into the line. You don't know, especially with a hurricane when you know everything's just sitting there.
It just feels like people go crazy with the water, and I don't feel like the water's ever that big of a need. Like, it's always electricity. Never gets to the water.
Okay.
But, I've never been more hydrated in my life. I had, like, 9 bottles last night.
Why? No, you don't do like a chipmunk.
What?
You don't store water in your system.
Isn't that the camel?
No, camel. But, I mean, yeah, like, why did you feel the need to drink all of the water?
They were just all over the place. This always happens when we have a lot of bottles of water in my house. Like, people, you know, the kids, like, half drink it.
Right, here's what sucks. My grill's electric.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's hard time. You can come to my house. Well, I got propane.
Huh? No, I have propane.
Is it your house? Actually, I don't know about now, but I thought your house at the time was closer to the hurricane.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm just saying, like, if his does get knocked out.
I have propane, and I have, you know, if you're from Louisiana, you have one of those giant pots.
Hey, let me tell you something. This thing looks like it's going to drench us all. I don't know what the winds are going to be like everywhere, but it looks like the rain is going to be bad news everywhere.
Somebody said
I was freaked out. I was sitting at the computer getting ready for the show. It doesn't sound like that's fixed over there. Because it was coming out hard, and I felt like I was hearing water in the walls, man.
You know what they do? Instead of fixing it, they just covered it up so you can't see it leaking.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I heard a waterfall over there, Robbie. I was scared. Just letting you know. What did the texter write?
Huh?
What did he write?
You need to get that soft water system.
Huh.
It's amazing. Like, we have to get a system for our house, right? To clean the water that's supposed to already be clean.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, if you have to have just right. You tell me if it's untainted tap water. Ugh, I turn my nose at that.
This is definitely a Tobin household thing. Half the people will eat their snacks and drink their water before the power even goes out.
100%.
I can see you.
100%. It's just there. There's so much water. I'm like, I guess I'm going to drink that.
The snacks. Because, you know, you get those good snacks.
I'm getting wholesale snacks today.
Right. Oh.
I'm getting wholesale snacks today.
I mean, I'm like, man, I don't worry about it. Like, I have stuff in the cupboard that, you know, that you can eat. But as far as going to get additional stuff, like as far as snacks and whatever, something will be open somewhere. Like, how about this? You know who picks up business during a hurricane? Pizza places.
Chinese food places.
You know why? They use a gas.
Never forget it. Was they use gas. When it was during, what was the one that hit Broward real bad? It was like in 03, 04. No, I'm sorry, 06. What was that one? That was Wilma?
Wilma, yeah.
Yeah, Wilma. Oh, my God. China Gourmet, shout out to them, Deerfield Beach, best Chinese food restaurant in all of South Florida. They were out there vending egg rolls to the gas lines. It was insane. Oh. They were just like, I got two here. Who wants egg rolls? I got two.
Wait, Somebody said, isn't your station in a hurricane evacuation zone? Yes, it is.
We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. A 70 The Ticket presents the Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford Broward County's 2019 signature event. It's coming to Fort Lauderdale Beach, November 23rd and 24th. This year's event is headlined by The Killers. Also appearing in the 1975, The Revivalists, K-Flay, Fuel, Real Big Fish, Soul Asylum, and a whole lot more. Single tickets now available at theticketmiami.com. It's Riptide Fest, powered by Ford. You guys can get all the details right here on AM 790, FM 104.3, HD2, The Ticket. A lot of stuff flying around the Dolphins right now. A lot of stuff.
Whoa.
A lot of rumors. There's a mutiny possibly brewing, according to Adam Beasley.
Mutiny?
Yeah, you didn't hear about this?
No.
Oh.
Why? Because they all think that Josh Rosen should be starting?
No.
The Laramie Tunsil thing?
I've never heard about this. There's a mutiny brewing over the left tackle. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yes, correct.
Beasley reports. Here's what he's got, Leroy.
I saw this.
In the Miami Herald, according to Dolphins players, they would revolt if the Dolphins ship out one of their best and most liked players on the eve of the regular season, a well-placed source tells the Miami Herald. Apparently, Laramie Tunsil is the big thing that they want in the Jadeveon Clowney trade. So much so, they, according to Barry Jackson, are even offering Clowney with a first-round pick. And Dolphins are saying, we think we can even string him out for more high draft picks
for this
Laramie Tunsil. They are desperate for a lineman. And he's the only one that seemingly everybody's even willing to listen on. However, the Dolphins locker room is not having it.
The latest thing I saw this morning was that the Dolphins were aiming for Clowney and two first-round picks.
Yep. They're trying to string them out.
All right. Well, here's the deal. I've always wondered in all sports, why would you get rid of a guy you spend a majority of your time trying to get?
What if I have an answer for that?
Go ahead.
Two is a left-handed quarterback. What if that's literally what they're thinking?
No, you can't possibly be thinking that. You don't know he's... Tua might not even be a first-round pick next year. You don't know that.
What are we talking? What?
What are you...
Not a first-round pick.
Although, you don't know what could happen from now until then. He's a college quarterback.
It would make sense, though.
I was thinking this last night watching Clemson start off just killing Georgia Tech.
Poor Georgia Tech.
I'm thinking, like, why has this Trevor Lawrence got to be here for two more years? Why has that got to be a thing?
Right.
And I know he wasn't fantastic last night, but I just don't understand why.
He's fast.
Okay, back to this.
But anyway, this is what I would say, though. With the Laramie Tunsil thing, what you've really been looking for this entire time is a franchise quarterback. You know that this is what this team has been trying to do. This is supposedly a monster class that's coming up. If you're the Dolphins, don't you want as many options to get that pick as possible? Because, look, your quarterback this year, you've announced it's going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick. You're certainly not going into this year trying to protect him. He's old. So if you could fleece a team, you get a good pass rusher and two first-round picks, or even like a first and a second, man, like how can you not consider that move? We talked about this going into the year about taking all their valuable pieces and just shipping them off because they clearly don't have any talent.
Let me ask you a question. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And let's look at this realistically. So as of right now, you would say they have a cornerback in Xavier Howard.
Yep. Sure.
They have a left tackle.
No.
Nope.
He's at the Texans now. No.
Can you stop for 1 second?
Fine.
Let me put my scenario out there.
Okay.
Okay. And you have, you know, some other pieces.
You don't.
Hold on.
Here's the thing. When I read this report, I almost laughed at it. I'm like, a revolt? Who is revolting? Who? Who on this team has the stature that they're going to revolt?
Well, like,
Kenny Stills, he's getting traded. Kiko Alonso, Jesse Davis. Who on this team has the status to revolt?
Can I ask you a question? Do we know of a player or players that Brian Flores is just enamored with?
No. And like, he shouldn't be.
Right, exactly. Brand new. Like, so No matter what anyone does, he don't care.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Sure.
If you get rid of your left tackle and you get your quarterback and haven't replaced the left tackle, now what?
Then you'll get the left tackle.
Why do people make it sound like, you know why these players are hard to get? Because there's not many of them.
Leroy.
Why? Let me ask you a question first.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's just easy to get another one?
I don't think it's easy, but if you can, in the history of man, has a left tackle ever been traded for 2 first-round picks and an all-pro pass rusher? That's a good trade, man. That's a good trade for a guy that fell into your lap because he was smoking weed with a gas mask?
Yeah, that's turning.
He fell from the football heavens.
You're turning. What number did he drop to?
13.
Okay, so you're turning that guy into where was Clowney drafted?
Number one overall.
Number one.
Right, correct.
And two more firsts.
Okay.
You have a potential to drop the needs number from 12 to 10.
Oh, potentially. Right there, the counter would go down.
Right. This really is. This is a need for need too. You don't lose any needs. You just stay at 12 needs.
You pick up a net 2 needs.
And if they get Tua, it's really not even a need because now you need a right tackle, not a left tackle.
And Jesse Davis might be well seasoned by then.
Yep. It all makes sense. It's logical.
You guys are idiots. I am in a room right now.
Is there a general manager move that you would like us to make?
It's my premise in general. It's not that I'm saying it's not a good move. But what I am saying is if you start getting rid of your young talent, isn't that what you're trying to get? And who's to say, all right, I know this team, right? Every time they've gotten rid of a guy, for whatever reason, they've spent years trying to replace him.
Because they've been bad at this. Like if they're actually
If they think
this plan is better, yes. Going and getting as many assets as possible is better.
What is the asset if you haven't been making good decisions?
The asset right now is they want to find their franchise quarterback.
Yeah, but
Leroy.
They've been waiting
since Dan Marino.
You can't go with them not making good decisions. It's a different regime. It's a different coaching staff.
I've been saying that. Talk to him.
Chris Greer's been here forever, bro.
Okay, I know, but see, that's.
I mean, I'm mostly putting the blame.
How many people say same old Dolphins, no matter what they do? They don't give the new regime an opportunity.
No.
So I'm basically taking that premise and saying, wait a minute.
I would have thought going and getting just Davian Clowney was same old Dolphins because you're just adding a high-priced guy to a team that's not good enough to win. But if you're going to go and you're having an eye on the future and you're actually getting guys that will lead you to the franchise quarterback.
So now you want Jadeveon Clowney.
No, I want them to do the trade. If it nets them multiple high draft picks.
Can you make up your mind? Because 24 hours ago, you
said
trades.
It would be like, You can't act like they're the same thing.
If it's but, 2 first-round picks of Jadeveon Clowney, that's a lot different than what it was yesterday.
For the Dolphins, and when this was discussed, all we saw was the players. They have always probably been working towards this.
Okay, but that wasn't reported. I can only go off what all that was reported was Jadeveon Clowney and Laremy Tunsil. Those were the names.
My question is now you want to give the new regime an opportunity to
I respect the vision of it, yes.
They were always probably trying to attain or get to this point.
Okay, but we didn't know that.
All right.
Like you're getting on me because I didn't know what the details were of a trade?
No, I'm getting on you for saying same old Dolphins when it really wasn't. Because it is new people. Doing the thing.
No.
So now
it would be same old Dolphins if they were to add just Jadeveon Clowney to this team. Like
okay, but if that never was the plan.
No, because I'm telling you, Leroy, I can only go off what is out there. What was out there earlier in the week was they didn't want to trade Laremy Tunsil so much so that they have told his camp, we're not actively moving you.
Right.
But if the Texans keep flirting for it and they sweeten the pot, things are gonna change. At the time, it was just, hey, let's see if we could trade Kenyon Drake and some stuff. To get Jadeveon Clowney. And that to me was like, all right, whatever. I mean, fine. But if this is actually going to load you up in a position to go get your franchise quarterback, yeah, that to me shows some vision and shows like, oh, okay, I get the plan now.
So now question. You've had problems with all the decisions of this organization for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? You trust them with more decisions? More picks?
I trust that more than just going and spending.
Now, they better not trade all those picks just to get Tua. If they get these two first-round picks from Houston and then trade all of them to get Tua, that would be a disaster.
Guys, the number one thing is to go – I don't know if Tua can be a franchise quarterback or not, but that's the goal. The goal is to go get a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, we're going
to
trade Tunsil and two number ones for Tua.
If the goal is to get a franchise quarterback, why did you just trade for Josh Rosen?
Because you got him on the cheap. You got him for nothing.
Why is your voice that high?
Because it's a ridiculous question. Why did you go get him? Could we go find a guy, see if he's our franchise guy? Let's just throw it out there. We're going to have weeks to do it. Let's do it.
So they're just throwing it out there on Tuesdays?
Yes. Every sign this team has been telling you is this year does not matter record-wise. It is figuring out how do we get this team, get all the bums out of here, and position ourselves to actually make it a talented football team. That's what they're doing. So if they could just throw it against the wall, say, all right, I'll take a little Rosen one out for a spin. Let's see what happens.
You also don't want the Dolphins to be like the Canes with Jaren Williams. You have this potential quarterback, but no blocking around him, and then he fails. So that's the same thing with Tua. You trade all these picks to get Tua, and you got no blocking around him. It's useless.
No, you're right, Robbie. Let's do what we've done over the last 10 years, which is draft a first-round pick for every spot on the line. Use a first-round pick to draft a right tackle. Use a first-round pick to draft a center. Use a first-round pick to draft two left tackles. Let's do that, because that's worked.
You're very salty.
Because it's ridiculous. What am I hearing? It's such a self-deprecating, what is it, self-sabotaging kind of way. I don't know. It's like this cycle of doom that Dolphin fans put themselves through. Well, let's just go. And let's think safe. Let's
you can also think of Andrew Luck too.
Let's be like a bunch of squirrels. I mean, let's get ready for the winter. Winter is coming. No, go play for keeps,
and
man.
You're the guy that drinks all of his water before the hurricane gets here.
I mean, listen, I'm not. No, the kids are drinking the water, and the little rats are leaving them around. I can't waste it, so I got to drink it. What are you going to want me to do? Staying hydrated.
You are hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Champ, here. I get it.
I mean, it's because
I get your theory is great, but here's what's gonna happen, okay? And it's happened before, and it happens a lot. Left tackle is one of the most important positions on the field, mm-hmm. along with quarterback.
Not if you have a left-handed quarterback.
Let him finish his point. Sorry.
If you try to get a quarterback and you don't have a left tackle, and then you have to spend years trying to find a left tackle, you're in the same boat. At some point, you have to get players and build around those players. And it's just going to – Robbie says, hey, you're going to fill some needs by trading Tunsil and getting first-round picks or whatever. But – there's three or four positions on the field that are a must. That are a must.
Are you effing kidding me?
I didn't even.
Are you a Wookiee? What the hell?
He's over here like a foghorn.
Bro, what is wrong with you? You need to go get some kind of physical therapy on your esophagus.
No. This was more like a Wookiee.
We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. 2019 hurricane season has arrived, and we're going to have you fully covered, especially during this weekend when it's going to be most needed. As we partner with Local 10, we got everything for you here with Hurricane Dorian. Hope everybody's safe out there. Be nice this weekend. Oh. All right, don't be bastards. All right, if you want to take any lesson from this show, don't be a bastard this weekend.
Especially if you're in line for something.
Yeah,
like be kind.
Hurricane coverage on the ticket is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact windows and doors. Be informed this hurricane season from 790 The Ticket and Local 10. If you're just tuning in, Beast ended last segment sounding like a Wookiee. This was this. Oh my God.
Play that again.
Crank that up, Robbie. Oh my God,
that's not human.
That's like I thought we had an orca in the building.
Play the post sounds back to back. The short one and the long one.
What do you mean short one and long one? They're all short.
No, that one was a.
You got to do something, man.
What do you want me to do?
Something.
Every time I take a drink, it like
why don't
it
you
backfires.
Stop swallowing air?
That sounds like
you can't have this. This can't be a thing.
Marine
you
life.
You can't have beast reflux of the week. That'd be like,
can we sell that to my gastroenterologist?
I don't know, man. But this is becoming like we've been doing the show for a while now. It's definitely. I don't know if it's because the mics are more sensitive. Or what? And you can tell me it's not a cough button. This came from the old studios.
No, I
that came from the old studios.
I got you.
I don't know what's going on, but it's hitting a new peak.
Dr. Neil Rosenkrantz, if you're out there, I need some advice. He's my gastroenterologist.
No. This can't be a thing where like you're doing the shout out and hopefully somebody calls you.
No, that's my gastro doctor. I need help.
I need you to get this under control,
what
man.
What kind of doctor is he if he's
I'm
not
worried
fixing
about
this?
You?
Huh? Well, it's a new problem.
Really?
Jesus. It sounds like we shot something. This is what happened when they took out the cougar at Parkland and they hit it with a trank dart.
I don't think that was the sound.
I think it was.
It sounds like another one of your kind is supposed to come through the door and y'all are supposed to mate.
This is the courting ritual.
Yes, like all they need to do is start flapping. You know how those birds?
People who want to know what, because they're just waking up. What's the deal with the hurricane? So, just know this: all the models kind of came together last night, and it slowed down again. And now we're looking at like a Tuesday situation, Tuesday morning maybe. And, if I lived around the Broward, Palm Beach area, I'd be on the lookout, probably. If I lived at Tobin's house.
You put a bolo out on a hurricane?
If I...
be on the lookout.
If I lived at Tobin's house, I'd move.
Somebody said Beast Body is rumbling like a volcano that hasn't erupted in centuries.
Bro,
no, except he erupts every morning.
It feels like one day there's going to be like an exorcist situation.
Somebody said, sounds like Beast Belly just got mail.
I don't know what's going on there, man. But these sounds that are coming out of you, whether it sounds like a bullfrog mating... or just a shot Wookiee. I don't know what's going on with you, but we got to do something. It's a problem.
Can I get a mic screen?
No, that's not going to help, man.
It's not going to help?
No. That's coming, like, you're not, like, even enunciating this. This is just, you can't help it. It just gurgles inside.
Okay, so maybe if I don't drink anything during the talk segments... that would help.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because that's what it seems to happen. Like, I take a sip of coffee, and then it just, like, bounces off something.
No, you have to...
Here, we'll try.
Can you drink without swallowing...
Maybe you should drink
all
your coffee...
the air?
Oh, don't do it. Ugh. We're going to wait for another one of these things?
Just want to see what happens.
How about this? How about you drink your coffee before you get to the show?
No, I need it during.
Why?
Well, you've seen me go into a coma.
Yeah, well, you should do what I do and just drink a whole cup of Cafe Bustelo.
No, because then I'd be somewhere else during the show.
No, you clean it out before you go under the air.
No, it doesn't work like that with me.
All right, man, like, what do I know?
We're spending too much time on this.
Are we? Are we? Because we're trying to do a radio show for 4 hours every day, and this is what I'm getting half the time.
I got to tell you, we should play that for Ron McGill and have him guess the animal.
That would be hilarious.
Hey, I heard this yesterday morning. What kind of animal is this, Ron?
Now sometimes it gets a little bit froggier and it'll sound like this. But when it gets in the mood for lovemaking, it sounds like this. You have to figure it out. I don't know. He probably know. He's like, "Oh.
Yeah.
That's a beast."
I feel like that's what a sloth would sound like.
Sloth? A little... No, how big is...
I don't feel like sloth's bellies ever do that.
Oh, of course.
Maybe a panda.
Wait, nothing in their body moves fast enough to make that noise. It would be like more like a...
Oh, man. Yeah, so today's Shutter Day. That's going to be fun. All that's going down.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was yesterday.
No.
No. No, I wanted to see what it was going to do. Today's shutter day.
Yeah.
Today's I'm waiting.
And you have the old school metal shutters, screw them in, all that crap.
Yeah. They're like plexiglass, I guess is what you would say.
I'm going to wait until Sunday.
Wait, you have the accordions or the electric ones, right?
No, not electric.
But you have the accordions.
Yeah. Electric would be cool.
I wanted, I was thinking. I wanted to.
Do you have the impact glass?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Like, I remember one house I stayed in. We didn't put the shutters up on the back so we could see.
Right.
And the whole, the back patio was covered.
Yeah.
And that ripped. And part of the thing was banging into the
into
sliding
the,
glass. Yeah, yeah. And it never, you know.
But that was a different house.
Yeah. This, yeah. I don't know. I just have to.
But you have a generator, right?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No. Remember how much she lost power last time? He was out of power for it.
I thought after that you generated it up.
It takes forever, and soon as you go through the process and they say permit, I'm like,
you're out.
You have to get a permit to put in a generator?
Yeah, because you have to put it on a slab.
Oh. He's talking about like a generator, not
no, like,
like
the whole house situation.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, I'm not gonna go buy the one. Oh, what? Here's what I don't understand about people, right? They go buy these gas-powered generators.
They have no idea how to use them.
And not only that, then you can't get gas.
Yep,
correct.
You know how long, if you go get a couple of 10-gallon, or what is it, 5-gallon you can get?
Five-gallon red jugs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you try to run your generator with that, you're going to be in the same spot I'm in like a day and a half.
Right.
100%.
So what's the point?
You need the whole house with the big tank. It gets filled up once, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right, exactly. Because the people that, when we first go into our development on the left, it looks like Christmas when the electricity goes out in their house.
Oh, they get the whole thing.
Oh, and you could just hear it purring in the back. Gentle purr. Everybody's in there like...
Sounds like what just came over the air.
Yeah, beast.
That sounds more like the cougar is what he just did.
Yeah.
But all right. Ryan Fitzpatrick is officially your Dolphins starting quarterback. I don't like it.
Woo-hoo!
We will hear from him. We will hear from Josh Rosen. We will hear from Coach Flores on the decision next.
At 7...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.